Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Before I get into today's ministration, I want to just pray.
Antes de que empiece la administración, quiero orar.
Yes. So while you are seated, you can sit down.
Sentados,
let's just pray.
Vamos a orar.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for today's service.
Señor, gracias. Te damos por ese servicio.
We pray, Lord, that you be with us in our discussions.
Oramos que estemos control en nuestras...
And glorify yourself in the message of the Lord.
Que la gloria sea a ti.
And as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light.
Y oramos que la declaración sea para ti.
And gives understanding to the simple.
Entendimiento.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Cristo oramos.
That mic is not good. Where's the other cordless mic? Michael?
Hallelujah.
Is that one better? All right, praise the Lord. So, today, I want to continue from last week.
Hoy queremos continuar el mensaje de la semana pasada.
How many of you were here last week? I want to see your hands.
¿Cuántos de ustedes estaban aquí la semana pasada?
How many of you remember that I actually gave you an assignment?
¿Cuántos recuerdan que dimos un ejercicio?
How many hands can I see up for that?
¿Cuántas manos podemos ver arriba?
I remember. Queen, you remember? What was the assignment? All right. Well, give her a big hand of applause. Yeah, she remembered. So I did say, you know,
so dijimos
that you should practice that message.
Que practiquemos ese mensaje.
And prepare for next time.
Y preparemos para la segunda vez.
So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to give you just a quick summary.
So lo que voy a hacer hoy es daros un resumen.
In case some of you missed it.
En caso de que algunos perdieron el mensaje.
But I recommend that you listen to that message.
Pero recomiendo que escuchen ese mensaje.
From last week.
De la semana pasada.
Perhaps one of the more important messages we have preached in recent times.
Es uno de los mensajes más importantes que hemos predicado.
And the title of the message is.
Y el título del mensaje es.
Naming your situations.
Llama tu situación.
To bring prophetic and positive change.
Para traer profecía y cambio en tu vida.
You name your situation to bring the change that you want to see. Name your situation.
Llama tu situación.
To bring the change.
Para traer el cambio.
That you want to see.
El cambio que quieres ver.
Last week I discussed the importance of names.
La semana pasada hablamos de la importancia del nombre.
When we name our children,
el nombre que damos a nuestros hijos.
Don't just give them random names.
No les des solamente nombres.
Give them names that mean something.
Dales nombre que significan algo.
The name could be as a result.
El nombre significa de un resultado.
Of the circumstances around the birth of the child.
De una circunstancia en el nacimiento del niño.
Or it could be something that you are desiring the child to be.
O algo que quieres que sea tu niño.
So we gave some examples.
Dimos unos ejemplos.
In the Bible.
En la Biblia.
We saw names that were given.
Vimos nombres que se dieron.
Either by parents.
Sea por padres.
Through instruction from God.
Que cogieron instrucciones de Dios.
The name could be meaning something.
El nombre significará algo.
It could be a prophetic indication.
Será un significado o una profecía.
Of something to come.
O algo que va a venir.
Now, I also talked about naming your day.
Y hablamos de llamar, dar nombre a tus días.
So, I want to talk to you first about naming your day.
Queremos hablar para que des el nombre a tus días.
Does anyone remember one scripture? We didn't have a review today, so I'm doing kind of my own review here. No review this morning.
So no teníamos un resumen en esta mañana.
Because we did testimonies.
Porque dimos testimonios.
So I'm doing kind of my own review.
So hicimos nuestro resumen.
There was one scripture that I gave as an example.
Había un pasaje bíblico que dimos as,
of someone that named their day.
De alguien que dio nombre a su día.
Anybody remember? That someone was David. Give you a hint. What did he name his day?
¿Alguien recuerda?
This is the day the Lord has made. Go ahead. Thank you, Sister Christy. And Psalm 118, verse 24, he said, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Que Dios ha hecho.
We will rejoice,
vamos a celebrar,
and be glad in it.
Y vamos a estar contentos.
So basically, he named the day a day of joy.
So dio el nombre de gozo.
He said, this is the day the Lord has made.
So dijo que ese es el día que Dios
ha. And we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Y voy a estar contento, y voy a estar glad en el.
Now, we can have that kind of attitude in the morning.
So podemos tener ese tipo de actitud.
When you wake up.
Cuando despertamos.
Or you can have a different attitude.
O podemos tener una diferente actitud.
I want to share with you the proper attitude that we should have concerning our day.
Quiero compartir contigo la, el tipo de
how we should view our day.
Cómo tienes que ver tu día.
And what we should name our day.
Y cómo tenemos que llamar nuestro día.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, let's talk about how to name your day.
Hablemos de cómo llamar a tu día.
There are some scriptures. I already gave you one.
Hay algunos pasajes bíblicos.
I want to give you another one.
Quiero darte otro pasaje bíblico.
Psalm 110 and verse 3.
Salmos 110, capítulo 3.
Let's take a look at this scripture.
Vamos a mirar ese pasaje.
Want your attention to the screen, if you would, please. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. So, let's break down this verse.
Vamos a
break the down verse.
Exacto.
Section by section.
Vamos a hablar sección por sección del versículo.
The one section I want to focus on.
En una sección que quiero hablar.
Is the womb of the morning. The womb of the morning. The womb of the morning, like the early part of the day.
Okay.
Like the day is pregnant.
Okay. El embarazo del día.
So the day is pregnant.
El día de, el embarazo del día.
Womb represents pregnancy.
Womb representa embarazo.
So, if the day is pregnant,
si el día está embarazado,
the early part of the morning,
en la parte
it needs to bring forth something.
So, tiene que traer algo.
And we don't want to leave it to chance what kind of thing it will bring forth. Just like naming your child.
So, no queremos.
We don't want to leave it to chance.
So no queremos dejar el tiempo.
What kind of day it will be.
Cuál día será.
We want to influence the day.
Queremos tener influencia en el día.
Well, how can we influence the day?
¿Cómo podemos influenciar el día?
In the book of Mark chapter 2.
En el libro de Marcos capítulo 2.
There is a very significant statement that Jesus made.
Hay un significado, un statement que
in verse 27 of Mark 2.
En Marcos capítulo 27.
You put that up for us. Right. So, this story here.
Esta historia aquí.
They had accused Jesus' disciples of doing something wrong on the Sabbath day.
So, acusaron a los Jesús, sus discípulos, en el sábado de hacer algo.
Your disciples should not have done that on a Sabbath day.
So, tus discípulos no tenían que hacer eso en el sábado.
But Jesus said to them.
Pero dijo, Jesús les dijo.
Now, this is the most important day. It's a Sabbath day.
So, ese es un día, uno de los días más importantes.
And he said, the Sabbath was made for man.
So, Jesús les dijo que el sábado es hecho para
and not man for the Sabbath.
Y no yo para el sábado.
If the Sabbath was made for man,
si el sábado se ha hecho para
el hombre, I conclude that every other day was made for us.
So, en conclusión, que el otro día será hecho para nosotros.
We should not allow our day to dictate the outcome.
So, no tenemos que dejar el día darnos dictar cuál es nuestra actitud.
Praise the Lord. Are you tracking with me? Are you following? I'm just trying to explain it very simply because we're going to do something in a bit. Are you following?
Yeah.
No, ask them.
Están siguiendo.
You know, it's kind of tricky, this interpretation thing. You know, but are you following?
Están siguiendo.
Are you following, sir? I know you speak Spanish too. You following? Good. Right. So, we don't want the day to control us.
So no queremos que el día nos controle.
We need to control the day.
Tenemos que controlar el día.
The day was made for man.
El día se ha hecho para el hombre.
Not man for the day.
No el hombre para el día.
So if the day was made for us,
si el día se ha hecho para
then
nosotros,
we can tell the day what to do.
So podemos decir al día.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, because you know if something was made for you,
si algo se ha hecho para ti,
then you know use it how you want.
Se lo puedes usar como tú quieres.
So, well, we don't need to just sit back and let the day run amok, just do anything.
So no podemos sentarnos y dejar que el día nos burle.
We want to order the day.
So tenemos que dar orden al día.
In the beginning of the day.
En el día temprano.
Isaiah 45 and verse 11.
Isaías.
Isaiah 45, 11.
45.
Pay attention to the screen, please. This scripture says, and I'm going to focus on one part of it. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. That's the last part that I want to focus on.
Esa es la última parte que quiero concentrar.
God said concerning the works of my hands.
Concerniente al trabajo de mis manos.
God created the day.
Dios creó el día.
He created the sun.
Creó el sol.
He created the moon.
Creó la luna.
I mean, these are the works of his hands.
Eso es el trabajo de sus manos.
Would you agree?
Would
you agree that the day, the sun, the moon, all these things are the works of God's hands?
Confirmará que el día, el sol, la luna son trabajo de Dios.
I can't hear you. Would you agree? Well, if you agree, and Jesus, I mean, this scripture, God says, concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
Dios dice que con el trabajo de mis manos concerniéndome.
There is a story of how one man did it in the Bible.
Hay una historia que habla de cómo un hombre lo hizo en la Biblia.
Very wonderful story.
Una muy bonita historia.
In the book of Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12.
En el libro de Josué.
Now, Joshua.
Josué capítulo 10 verso 12.
Speak to the Lord.
José habló con Dios.
In the day when the Lord delivered the Amorites before the children of Israel.
En el día que Dios liberó a los Amoritas del.
And he said in the sight of Israel. He said it in the presence of the children.
Solo dijo en la presencia de los Amoritas.
Now notice what he said at the beginning of the verse.
Mira lo que dice en el principio.
At the beginning of this verse.
En el principio del mensaje.
What did he say?
¿Qué es lo que dice?
Are you following me? I'm just taking it like a Sunday school.
Siguiendo?
What did he say at the beginning of the verse?
¿Qué dice en el principio del mensaje?
Joshua speak to the Lord.
Josué habló con el Señor.
That's what it said. Well, what exactly did Joshua do?
Pero ¿qué es lo que Josué hizo?
Well, you would have thought when the Bible says Joshua spoke to the Lord.
Pensarás que cuando Dios dice, cuando la Biblia dice que Josué.
You would have thought the next thing out of the mouth of Joshua would be, Lord.
Pensarás que lo siguiente que dijo era, Señor.
Do something.
Haz algo.
But that's not what this scripture says.
Pero no lo que ese versículo dice.
Joshua actually spoke to the works of God's hands.
Josué habló acerca del
trabajo
de Dios.
The sun and the moon.
El sol y la luna.
Which you have already agreed are the works of God's hands.
Que ya
Joshua spoke to the sun.
So Josué speaks.
And he spoke to the moon.
Y habló a la luna.
And in doing so.
Y diciendo así.
According to Isaiah 45:11.
de acuerdo a lo que dice en Isaías,
it's like he was actually commanding God.
Es como si estaba dando órdenes.
Because God said, concerning the works of my hand,
porque la Biblia dice,
command ye me. Well, so Joshua needed some more daylight.
So Joshua necesitaba más.
And he said to the sun,
y dijo al sol,
sun,
sol,
not Lord,
no señor,
but sun,
sol,
stand thou still. Don't go down just yet.
Ponte firme. No,
I need some more daylight.
Quiero más día.
And moon,
luna,
hang in there for a little bit longer.
Estate ahí por un...
Hallelujah! Joshua actually did these things.
Joshua,
this was another man that spoke to the day. You know, the sun was given to rule the day and the moon to rule the night.
So, sabemos que la luna se dio para gobernar la luna y el sol se dio para gobernar el día y la luna para gobernar la noche.
In the book of Genesis chapter 1,
en el libro de Génesis,
in verse 14,
versículo
14, we are told, you know, all the things that God put there. If you give me Genesis 1, 14, please.
El libro de Génesis capítulo 1, capítulo 14, versículo
14. You know, God said, let there be lights.
So Dios dice que sea la luz.
In the firmament of the heaven.
En el firmamento de la luz.
And let them be for signs.
Y que sea para señales.
And they divide the day from the night.
Y divida el día de la noche.
They divide the seasons and the years and so forth.
Divide
and the next verse is,
y el segundo verso.
And let them be, let there be lights.
Que sea light.
In the firmament of heaven.
En el firmamento de la,
to give light.
Para dar la luna.
Upon the earth.
Para dar luz a la luna.
And it was so. Now these lights,
ese día,
some of them that God created were later called stars.
Lo que Dios creó más tarde que llamamos,
one of them is called the sun.
Uno de ellos era el sol.
Another one is called the moon.
Y el otro es la luna.
And these were the works of his hands.
Ese era el trabajo de sus manos.
These lights, in verse 16,
esa luz.
The next verse, it says, God made two great lights. He made two lights.
So hizo grandes luna.
Well, he said these two lights,
esas dos luz,
the greater one,
las grandes,
will rule the day.
Gobernará el día.
The lesser of the two lights
la,
will rule the night.
Gobernará.
The greater light was the sun.
La más grande era la luna.
The lesser light was the moon.
La más pequeña era la,
and
la
then
luna.
He made all the stars also.
Y eso, todas las estrellas.
These were the works of his hands.
Eso es el trabajo de
he
sus
made
manos.
This thing.
So lo hizo.
And he said the sun will rule the day.
So dijo que el sol gobernará
and
el día.
From that time,
y desde ese día,
the sun ruled the day.
So el sol gobernará
the sun
el día.
And these other things divided the day from the night.
So el sol divided el día de la noche.
Now, having established that,
so
we have established that.
So ya hemos establecido eso.
That the works of God's hands,
que el trabajo de Dios sus manos,
all the things that God created,
todas las cosas que creó,
he said, you can command me concerning them. You can command me.
So puedes dar orden
concerning these things.
Concerniendo estas cosas.
Now, most people,
mucha gente,
cannot operate in that dimension.
Mucha gente no pueden operar en esa dimensión.
Most people are afraid.
Quizás están en miedo.
We can't do it.
No lo pueden hacer.
And we are unbelieving.
Con el incredulidad.
And we are fearful.
Somos temerosos.
And we don't know that these things are actually possible.
Y no sabemos que esas cosas son posibles.
But the Psalm 110 that we read in verse 3.
Pero Salmos 110, capítulo 3 que hemos leído.
Tells you, gives you a secret.
Nos dice que
there are some things that you can do early in the morning
que alguna, hay cosas que podemos hacer temprano
to
la mañana,
order your day
para dar orden a nuestro día,
and then to give you the dew of youth.
Para darte,
you can make your day,
puedes hacer tu día,
give you
darte,
youth.
Joven.
It's like you can speak to your day to make you younger.
¿Puedes hablar a tu día de
Psalm 103 says in verses 1 through 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
El Salmo 110, versículo 103, versículo 2 dice, bendiga alma mía al Señor.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, all of his benefits.
Y no olvides todos sus beneficios.
Who forgiveth all my iniquities.
Que perdona todas mis iniquidades.
Who healeth all my diseases.
Que sana todas mis enfermedades.
Who redeemeth my life from destruction.
Que redime mi vida de destrucción.
Crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Que me consuela con amor.
Satisfies my mouth with good things.
Que satisface mi mano, mi boca con buenas cosas.
So that my youth is renewed.
So para que mi juventud sea renovada.
Like the eagles.
Como las águilas.
You can renew your youth.
Puedes renovar tu juventud.
You can do it early in the morning.
Lo puedes hacer temprano la mañana.
Praise the Lord.
La gloria sea para Cristo.
Now, what kind of day would you like the day to start out being?
¿Qué tipo de día quieres que el día comience?
It can be a day of joy, like David said.
Puedes empezar un día con
this is the day the Lord has made.
Pues ese es el día que Dios hizo.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
So, me regocijaré y me
so we call it the day of joy.
Lo llamamos el día de gozo.
Last week I spoke about, you know, the day of gloominess.
La semana pasada hablé del día de
gloria. For people who like to sing the blues.
Para la gente que quieren ver buenas cosas.
People who say, nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Well, if you say it like that, then you will see troubles.
Como lo ha dicho, y si es que quieres hacer un día.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2 says,
Proverbios capítulo 1.
Be careful what you say with your mouth.
Ten cuidado con lo que dices en tu
boca. Because you are ensnared by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared. Whatever you say,
cualquiera cosa que dices,
with your mouth,
con tu boca,
he can take a hold of you.
Puede coger en tu
boca. Also, we spoke about this verse last week, Numbers 14 and 28.
So, también más hablamos de,
this is the part that we want to do today.
Esa es la parte que queremos hablar en esa mañana.
God said,
Dios dice,
say unto them,
diles,
as truly as I live.
Como les digo.
Now, it's not all the time that God says something like, as truly as I live. He already lives. We already know that. You know?
So no es todas las veces cuando
he's
Dios
the living dice, God.
Es un Dios que vive.
He doesn't have to swear on his life.
No tiene que sudar en su vida.
This is swearing on his own life.
Eso es lo que él dice.
As I live, saith the Lord.
Como yo vivo,
this is how important this thing is. So important. He doesn't have to say that. He can just say what he wants to say.
Él puede decir lo que quiere, pero esa parte
but
no
why would
he
God put this emphasis on it?
¿Por qué pone énfasis?
As truly as I live, saith the Lord.
This
is almost like swearing on his own life. What you have spoken in my ears,
lo que hablaste en mis orejas,
that's what I will do unto you.
Eso es lo que haré para
hallelujah. Now be careful what you say with your mouth.
Ten cuidado lo que dices con tu
boca. Because God said, and what happened to those people?
Porque lo que pasó con
they spoke a lot of negative things.
Hablaron mucha negatividad en ellos.
God said, go and take the land.
So Dios le dije, vete a cuerda.
They said, we cannot do it.
Y dijo, y dijeron que no lo podían hacer.
There are giants in the land.
Que hay gigantes en el,
we are like grasshoppers. We are small
somos pequeños,
compared to the giants.
Comparado con los gigantes.
We can't do it.
So no lo podemos hacer.
We will die. They said they will die.
So dijeron que morirían.
Our children will die, they said.
So sus hijos morirían.
And God said, oh, okay. So, all those things you said,
so Dios dijo, oh, okay,
that's exactly what I will do
so
to
todo
you.
Lo que dijiste, se los, okay,
now, there were two people, two guys,
so hay dos personas,
that said, we are able.
So dijeron que podemos.
Let us go up at once.
Vamos a hacerlo.
We can take the land.
Podemos coger el terreno.
God is with us.
Dios es con nosotros.
Their strength is departed from them.
So they don't.
Their strength.
So sus fuerzas.
Is departed from them.
So
we can have them for lunch.
Lo podemos coger para.
That's where that statement came from. Have them for lunch.
Es donde ese statement.
They are bread for us.
So son comida para
we
nosotros.
Can eat them
son
up.
Pan para nosotros.
And the Lord said, yep, you guys will do it.
So Dios dijo, sí,
those other ones, they will not do it.
So the otros no lo harán.
Because they said they can't do it.
Porque dijeron que no lo podían
so
hacer.
Anytime you say you can't do it,
so todo, cualquier tiempo que dices
you may
que no
end
lo
up
hacer.
Not being able to do it.
So pasará que no lo podrás
Why don't
hacer.
You say it like Paul said?
So por qué no decirlo como Pedro?
Hallelujah. Amen. Give me Philippians 4 and 13.
Filipenses.
Let's see what Paul said. Philippians.
Filipenses.
Chapter 4.
Capítulo 4.
Verse 13.
Versículo 13.
Eyes on the screen. Let's say it together. I can do what?
Puedo.
I can do some things.
No.
I can do many things.
Puedo hacer algunas cosas.
I can do a few things.
Puedo hacer algunas.
I can do what?
Puedo hacer
all things.
Todas las cosas.
Through Christ which strengthens me.
Con Cristo que me da fuerza.
Now, when you say it like this,
cuando lo dices así, okay,
then God will back it up.
So Dios te
Because it is Christ that strengthens you.
So Dios que te da la fuerza.
And then you are making your boast in Christ.
Y haces tu statement.
Through Christ.
En Cristo.
Who strengthens me.
Que te da fuerza.
I can do all things.
Puedo hacer todo.
But you say, well, I don't know about that.
Y pero si dices, no sé hacer.
I don't think I can do that.
No creo que puedo hacer
eso. Then you will not be able to do that.
So no lo podrás hacer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So let's not be saying all those negative things.
So no, dejemos de decir lo negativo.
And if somebody,
y si alguien,
other than yourself,
más de, acerca de ti,
tells you that you can't do it,
puede decirte que no lo puedes hacer,
you can't do that,
dice que no puedes hacer,
your answer should be,
tu, respuesta
I can
sería,
do all things
puedo hacer todo,
through Christ
con Cristo,
who strengthens
que
me.
Me da fuerza.
Now, don't let anybody put witchcraft on you by telling you you can't do that.
Diciéndote que no lo
you can do all things
puedes hacer todo
through Christ
en Cristo,
who strengthens you.
Que te da fortaleza.
For you young folks who may be in school,
para los jóvenes que están en clase,
not only can you do all things,
no solo puedes hacer todas las cosas,
you can be the head
puedes ser la cabeza,
and not the tail.
Y no la cola.
But that's what it says in Deuteronomy 28.
Eso lo que dice
Say, I will make you above only.
So dice que te haré
you
sobre
will be
todo.
The head.
Será la cabeza.
You will not be the tail.
Será, no será la cola.
I mean, why should you be the tail?
No será, porque
why should somebody
ser,
else be the head?
Porque tienes que ser
when
la cola.
God already said,
cuando Dios ya ha dicho,
you will be the head.
Que será la cabeza.
And this was another, this was a part of the lesson I gave last week.
Esa es parte del mensaje que hablamos la semana pasada.
I said, find what God already said.
So, buscas que lo que Dios ya ha dicho.
Did I say that? I said, find what God already said.
So, busca lo que Dios ya ha dicho.
Because you cannot just come up with something that God didn't say.
Porque no puedes venir con algo que Dios nunca ha
First
dicho.
Of all,
primero,
do your research.
Búscalo.
And I told you last week, I said, do some research.
Busca.
Do some research.
So, haz una,
find some things that God already said.
Haz un ejercicio de buscar lo que Dios
about
ya ha dicho
various situations
en las diferentes situaciones
that you are facing.
Que estás pasando.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Lamentation 3:37. Put that up for me.
El libro de Lamentaciones.
I quoted some of these verses and went through them quickly last week. But here's what it says.
Eso es lo que dice.
Who is he that saith and it comes to pass?
¿Quién es el que dice y viene a pasar?
When the Lord has not commanded it.
Cuando Dios no lo ha dicho.
So you can't just cook something up just because I tell you to say something.
So no puedes decir algo que
And
Dios
then you just say, okay, I'm going to say. No. First of all, find what God already said.
So busca lo que Dios ya ha dicho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God already said it.
So si Dios ya lo ha dicho.
And you can find that he said it.
Y puedes buscar que ya lo ha
then
dicho.
You can use what he said.
So puedes usar lo que él
because
dicho.
He already said so.
Porque él ya lo ha dicho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if God didn't say so.
Si Dios no lo dijo así.
And you are trying to say it.
Y lo quieres decir
well,
así.
The chances are.
So las,
maybe it will work.
El chance sería que lo
maybe it will not work.
Será que no trabaja.
Because God didn't say it.
Porque Dios no lo ha dicho.
But if God said it.
Pero si Dios ya lo ha dicho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That makes a big difference.
Hay una gran diferencia.
Well, let's look at some circumstances.
So miremos unas circunstancias.
Some situations that we may face.
Unas situaciones que pasaremos.
We have sickness.
Enfermedad.
Sickness, right?
Tenemos enfermedad.
Look, I hesitated when I used that word have, because I didn't like to say it. You know. Amen?
Amen.
I don't like to say I have sickness.
No me gusta usar que estoy
enfermo. Let's say it a different way. You are diagnosed.
So lo digamos de otra manera, está diagnosticado.
Because you don't own the sickness, so why should you have it?
Porque no tiene la,
hallelujah.
La enfermedad no es tuya, so por qué lo
you were diagnosed with some sickness. That's
so
a better thing.
Fuiste diagnosticado.
Let's not say we have sickness.
So no digas que
because we don't have
la enfermedad
that.
Es mía.
Hallelujah. Well, what does God say about sickness? This is just an example. That's why I say, look for what God already said.
So eso son un ejemplo, pero mira.
Anybody knows some direct quotes from God about sicknesses that may come upon you from time to time? Anyone? By his stripes, you were already healed. 1 Peter 2:24.
Amen.
By whose stripes ye were healed.
So por sus lanzas somos sanados.
Not
sus llagas.
Not that you are going to be healed.
No que serás sano, que vas a ser
but
sano.
That you were already healed.
Que ya estabas sano.
Anybody else know some good verses?
¿Alguien sabe unos pasajes bíblicos?
Somebody is trying to say something. What did you say? For our sins and sickness and diseases. Well, same thing like this one. You know, by whose stripes we were healed. What about Exodus 15 and 26? What does that say? I put that off for us, for instance. Exodus 15 and 26. This is a direct quote. You know, he said, now, here is another situation that we must take heed.
So esta es otra situación que tendremos que mirar.
When you are trying to say something God already said,
cuando quieres decir algo que Dios ya ha dicho,
you have to also check whether there are some conditions.
Si tienes que mirar si hay unas condiciones
around that thing.
Acerca de ello.
If there are conditions,
si hay unas condiciones,
then make sure you do those conditions.
Tienes que mirar qué hacer.
Because God is not going to change his word.
Porque Dios no va a cambiar su palabra.
This one gives you four different things.
Ese pasaje te da cuatro diferentes.
Four conditions.
Cuatro condiciones.
They are all about the same thing actually.
Que hablan de la misma cosa.
If thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord.
Si pones atención a la voz de Dios.
Hearken to his voice. Diligente. That's number one. Number two. Do that which is right in his sight.
Haces lo correcto en sus ojos.
Number three. Give ear to his commandments.
Número tres, dar a.
And keep all his statutes. Do everything he says.
Hacer todo lo que él dice.
That's why I say they are all these four things are all the same thing.
So, por eso decíamos que todo eso.
If you do that.
Si haces esto.
Then I will put none of those diseases upon you.
So no pondré ni una de esas enfermedades.
Which I have put upon the Egyptians.
So las enfermedades que puse a los egipcios.
Kind of like COVID.
Como COVID.
In the year that COVID came.
Cuando el tiempo de COVID.
God gave me a word that I came out here to say when I didn't even know there was COVID.
Dios me dio una palabra que yo no sabía tampoco que COVID
venía. And I said on the
venía.
First service of that year.
El primer servicio de ese
that
año.
The Lord said he will put a different shape.
Que va a poner una diferencia.
Between you
and
the Egyptians.
Y los egipcios.
How many of you remember that? And the Lord did it for us. In those years of COVID, there was a differentiation. God kept us. Amen.
Dios nos guardó.
Now, he said, I am the Lord that healed thee.
So dice que yo soy tu Dios que te guarda.
Hallelujah. So you can repeat that verse. To whatever sickness you have been diagnosed with.
So puedes repetir ese pasaje cualquiera situación o enfermedad que te.
You can say,
puedes decir,
I am the Lord.
Soy el Señor.
That healeth thee.
Que me sanó.
You can say the Lord has said that.
Que la Biblia dice que de Dios dice.
There's another good one for you.
Ese es otro pasaje.
In the book of Isaiah chapter 33.
En el libro de Isaías capítulo.
And verse 24.
Versículo 24.
That's what he says.
Eso es lo que dice.
The inhabitants of that land,
los habitantes de esa,
inhabitants of the kingdom,
los habitantes de esa
shall reina, not say, I am sick.
No dirán que estoy enfermo.
Hello?
Hello?
Don't say it.
No lo digas.
Let the sick say, I am healed.
Que el enfermo diga que
Let
soy
the poor
sano.
Say, I am rich.
Que el pobre diga que soy rico.
2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. There's something to back that up. What does he say? For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Porque él sabe de la gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
That though he, Christ, was rich,
que Cristo siendo,
yet for your sakes he became poor.
Que aun siendo rico, siendo pobre, pero por
nuestra, that you, through his poverty,
por él, por nuestra
might
pobreza,
be rich.
Para que seamos ricos.
So Jesus traded places with us.
So Dios cambió.
So rather than say I'm poor,
so in vez de decir que
you
soy
say
pobre,
I am rich. Hallelujah.
Dirás que soy rico.
You say what God said.
Di lo que Dios dice.
Well, God told Paul.
So Dios dijo a Pedro.
Anytime you think you are weak,
cualquier tiempo que piensas que estás,
say you are strong.
Que tiene, que te falta fuerza.
Hallelujah. Amen. For my grace.
Por mi gracia.
Is sufficient for you.
Es suficiente para ti.
Instead of saying that you are sick,
en vez de decir que estás enfermo,
you should say that you are healed.
Tienes de decir que estás sano.
Instead of saying that you are poor,
en vez de decir que soy pobre,
you should also say that you are rich.
Tienes de decir que soy rico.
Give me Joel chapter 3,
el libro de Joel,
and verse 10.
Capítulo 3, versículo 10.
Joel. Chapter 3.
Capítulo 3.
And verse 10.
Versículo 10.
What does it say?
¿Qué dice?
Let the weak say, I am weak. No. I am weak.
No.
You know, they have this culture in my country.
Que tenemos esa cultura en mi país.
Even when they are sick.
Cuando cantan.
Or they are weak.
O cuando están.
They say, I'm strong.
Dicen que soy
How many of you know they say that in Nigeria? When even some of our brethren, they say, I say, oh, how are you? They say, I'm strong. When they say that, I know what they are saying. When they say, I'm strong. Are you strong? Yeah, I'm strong. Well, that's what the Bible says you should say.
Eso es lo que la Biblia dice.
Don't say you are sick.
Don't diga
the inhabitants of the land will not say, I am sick.
Los habitantes de ese reino
say,
no dirán, I am estoy healed. Enfermo. Estoy sano.
Instead of saying, I am sick,
en vez de decir que estoy enfermo,
say, I am healed.
Di que estoy sano.
Instead of saying, I am weak,
en vez de decir que
say,
no tengo
you are
fuerzas,
strong.
Di que estoy fuerte.
Even people who are not believers,
hasta la gente que no cree,
they say this thing.
Dicen esas cosas.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so what we are saying is that use your words
so lo que decimos es que usa tu
to
palabra
pronounce what you want to see.
Para ver, para pronunciar
if you
lo
want
que
to
ver.
Receive healing,
si quieres recibir sanidad,
use your words
usa tus
palabras to pronounce healing.
Para pronunciar sanidad.
Speak to the situation.
Habla tu situación.
Name the situation.
Da nombre a tu situación.
What you want it to be.
El nombre que quieres ver.
I spoke last week about joblessness.
Hablé acerca de gente que no tiene
you don't have a job.
Gente que no tienen trabajo.
What should you, and I gave you research.
Y te di un ejercicio.
I said, find out what you should call somebody that has many job offers.
So llama gente que tiene
what
muchos
should you call
trabajos,
that person?
Yeah. Oferta de trabajos.
Well, I actually, let me give you a secret.
Te puedo dar un secreto.
Yesterday,
ayer,
I went and listened to that message.
Fui a escuchar el mensaje.
Because I remember I said that for them to do some things.
So recuerdo que dijo
and I
que
couldn't remember all the things I said.
Y no recordaba de
so I myself, I went to listen to it.
So yo también fui
that's
a
why the messages are recorded.
So por eso
and I know recuerdo. What I said now because I listened to it
so,
last night again. So it's still fresh.
So está en mi cabeza.
Now, what do you call yourself when you are go, you know, your name is Abraham. You go childless. Abraham was childless.
Yeah, ¿cuál es el nombre que das cuando eres Abraham que no tienes hijo?
What do you call yourself after God already called you something?
¿Cuál es el nombre que te das después de que Dios ya te dio?
I gave you the meaning of Sarai and Sarah last time.
So te di el significado de Sarah.
And I gave you the meaning of Abraham and Abraham.
Te di el significado de Abraham y Abraham.
And God said, Abraham is good.
Y Dios dice que
the one without the H, no H, Abraham.
Abraham with the sin
is good because
es bueno.
It means great father.
Significa gran padre grande.
But then I said, God can enhance the present situation. He can change it or he can enhance it.
So dijimos que Dios puede cambiar, puede hacer cambios.
Abraham's name already means great father.
So Dios, Abraham, su nombre ya significa gran padre.
But now God is going to enhance it.
Pero Dios hará, va a magnificar.
He said, not just great father.
So no solamente grande padre.
Because you can
grande.
Be a great father of one person.
Pero puedes ser padre de,
you are a wonderful
de una
father.
Persona.
You are a wonderful father.
Pero eres un,
people say you are the best dad in the world.
Eres uno de los mejores
Everybody
padres.
Says that about their dad.
Todo lo, padre.
How many best dads do we have?
¿Cuántos mejores padres tenemos?
Everybody is the best dad.
Todos
so,
son mejores
you are a great dad.
Pero eres un,
but God said, no. Padre. I will make you, I will change your name.
So Dios dice que cambiaré tu nombre.
Abraham.
Para Abraham.
Which means.
Que significa.
Father of a great multitude.
Padre de una gran multitud.
Not just great father.
No solamente grande
but
padre.
But father of a great multitude.
Padre de una gran multitud.
Because.
Porque.
I will make you.
Porque te haré.
Father of many nations.
Padre de muchas naciones.
From that point on.
Desde ese punto.
Abraham changed his name.
Abraham cambió su
nombre. Actually changed his name. It wasn't God only that changed his name. He himself changed his name.
So Abraham cambió su
because
nombre.
Because God already said so.
Porque Dios ya lo dijo.
Because God said, I'm changing your name.
So, dijo, dijo,
so Abraham cambió. Told his friends, my name has changed.
So mi nombre ya cambió.
After that time,
después de ese tiempo,
when anybody called him Abraham,
cuando cualquiera persona le llama Abraham,
he did one of two things.
So hacía dos cosas.
Either he did not respond.
So no respondía.
Or he corrected the person.
O le corregía a la persona.
But you're not going to let that person put that thing on you again.
So no vas a dejar que la persona
God has changed
eso.
That story.
Dios ya cambió esa historia.
So you are going to speak against that thing right away.
Vas a hablar
they call him Abraham. Say no.
Vas a corregir eso.
Is it that he doesn't respond at all?
So, sabe, no va a
responder. Or he said, no, that's not my name.
O le va a decir que no es el nombre.
And he said, what is my name?
So, le dirá, ¿cuál es mi nombre?
What is my name? They call Abraham and said, no, that's not my name.
So, dirá que ese no
my name is Abraham.
Mi nombre es Abraham.
Because I will be the father of many nations.
Porque seré padre de muchas naciones.
He said, come on now. We always knew you were crazy.
So, le burlaban y decían que sabíamos que eres loco.
How can you be the father of many nations?
¿Cómo puedes ser padre de muchas naciones?
How many nations?
¿Cuántas naciones?
Did God tell you how many nations?
Dios dijo cuántas naciones.
He said, well, he said I will be the father of many nations.
So dijo que sería el padre de muchas
you don't
naciones.
Even have a child.
So, no tienes ni hijos.
Look at our children.
So mira a nuestros hijos.
We don't even call ourselves father of many nations.
Nosotros no llamamos padre
you,
de muchas naciones.
You don't have a child.
So no tienes hijos.
How are you going to be father of many nations?
¿Cómo vas a ser padre de muchas
because
naciones?
God said so. Hallelujah.
Porque Dios dijo así.
That's what makes the difference.
Eso es lo que hace
God
la
said so.
Dios dijo así.
You believe it in your heart.
En lo crees.
You repeat it with your heart,
y lo
mouth.
Repites con
you
tu
do
mouth.
Not doubt it.
Y no,
and
no,
Jesus
no.
Said you will have whatsoever you say.
So Dios dice que será lo que vas a decir.
Jesus was teaching the same principles.
Jesús
was teaching the
mismo
same
principio.
Thing.
Enseñaba la misma cosa.
Mark 11:23.
Marcos capítulo 11 versículo.
Are you putting for us Mark 11:23?
Marcos capítulo 3.
You should know these scriptures because these are your weapons. So here's what Jesus said.
Eso es lo que Dios dice.
Verily I say unto you.
So les digo.
Whosoever.
Cualquiera persona.
Shall say.
Diga.
Not just believe.
No solo creer.
You believe. Believe is coming later.
Creer viene
but
más tarde.
But first you say it.
Lo, primero lo dices.
You say to this mountain.
So lo dices a, ese, a esa montaña.
Not exactly pray about the mountain.
No orar a esa montaña.
But say to the mountain.
Di a esa montaña.
Be thou removed.
So salte de aquí.
Now our mountains, the work of God's hands.
So, la montaña son trabajo de Dios.
The question. Mountains and hills. Fruitful trees and all cedars. Are they all part of God's hands?
Yeah.
With the work of his hands? Yeah. Did God say you can command the work of my hands?
So, Dios dijo que puedes hablar el trabajo de mis
and
manos.
By commanding the work of my hands, it's like you are commanding me.
Como hablando el trabajo de mis manos.
Isaiah 45:11. We're not stepping outside the boundaries of God's word here.
No estamos hablando de los límites de la
palabra. Within the boundaries.
Hablamos en los límites de la palabra.
And he said it.
He dice,
speak to the mountain.
habla las montañas.
Go back to 11:23, Mark. When you speak to the mountain,
cuando hablas a la montaña,
do not doubt it in your heart. Mark 11:23.
No tengas un pensamiento negativo.
Say to the mountain,
di a la montaña,
be thou removed.
Sal, muévete de aquí.
And cast into the sea.
Y vete en los, en,
if you don't doubt it,
si no lo niegas,
in your heart,
en tu corazón,
you believe
lo crees,
that those things which you said,
que lo que has dicho,
shall come to pass.
Que va a pasar.
See, it doesn't mean that it happens immediately.
No significa que va a pasar inmediatamente.
It may happen immediately.
Posiblemente pasa.
But whether it happens immediately or not,
pero si pasa o no pasa,
you keep saying it.
Sigue diciéndolo.
Keep believing it.
Sigue confiando.
And you shall have whatsoever you say.
Y habla, y
hallelujah! So just because you said it one time and it didn't happen,
no porque lo ha dicho una vez,
does it mean you should just quit?
No significa que tienes que.
Let's read the next verse.
Vamos a leer el segundo.
Verse 24.
Versículo 24.
Mark 11:24. Give me that verse, please. Okay. So therefore, I say unto you,
so, te digo a ti,
this is a conclusion of his teaching.
Esa es la conclusión de su mensaje.
When you pray, because this is the way people know how to do.
Cuando oras, esa
people
la
don't really know how to just speak things.
So la, cuando oramos, okay? Muchas veces no sabemos,
so just say, that's
hablar.
Cool. When you pray,
cuando oras,
believe,
cree,
that you receive.
Que recibirás.
He said, what things soever you desire,
que cualquiera cosa que deseas,
which must be according to God's word.
Que we've tendrá settled que ser acuerdo de acuerdo a la palabra.
We already settled that one.
Ya lo hemos hablado.
When you desire it,
cuando lo deseas,
at the time you pray,
en el tiempo que oras,
is the time that you believe.
Es el tiempo que crees.
But later,
pero más tarde,
you shall have them.
Más tarde lo tendrás.
So faith is now.
So fe es ahora.
When I believe, when I pray, I believe at that time.
Cuando oro, creo en ese
the
tiempo.
Fulfillment of it can be later.
Que cumplimiento de eso será más tarde.
But if it is later,
pero si está más tarde,
you keep on declaring it.
Lo seguirás declarando.
For 25 years.
Para 25 años.
Abraham was declaring it.
Abraham lo continuaba.
Actually, for 120 years.
So, como un intervalo de 120
años. Noah was declaring that God said, there's a rain coming.
So, declaraba que una
lluvia. He was building the ark. He was building the ark.
So, Noah. Estaban construyendo la arca.
And I think it took him so long.
So, lo que pensamos es que le cogió
más tarde. Because he kept trying and trying again.
Porque seguía intentando, intentando.
It was, there were huge dimensions of what God told him to do.
Porque eran grandes dimensiones.
God is not going to build the ark for you.
So, Dios no va a crear la arca.
But he's going to tell you where to find the timber.
Pero te dirá dónde conseguir.
He's going to show you where to find the wood.
Dónde conseguir la madera.
But you are going to have to build the ark.
Pero tú mismo tendrás que construir.
And so, he tried.
So, intentó.
Perhaps it didn't work.
Quizás no funcionó.
But if you try first and it doesn't work, try again. Hallelujah. It took him 120 years. God waited for him to complete that ark.
So, un intervalo de 120 años, Dios.
Because God told him, you're going to build that ark.
So, Dios dijo que vas a construir.
However long it takes you, you're going to build it.
Pero no importa cuánto te.
When you finish building it,
cuando lo construyas,
you will do the following things.
Harás lo siguiente.
You will bring some animals.
Traerás animal.
And then I will shut the door.
Y cerraré.
But God had to wait for him to finish building the ark.
So Dios esperó que él termine de construir.
So
la
just because you try one time and it doesn't work.
No porque intentas una vez y no funciona.
You have not yet even tried for 120 years.
So no has intentado para 120.
Praise the Lord.
La gloria sea.
You haven't tried for 120 years. Try again.
Si intentaste 20 años.
Try again.
Continúa intentando.
Peter in Luke chapter 5.
Pedro en Lucas capítulo 5,
was out in the night fishing.
Estaba afuera pescando.
Skilled fisherman.
Era un buen pescador.
Very talented.
Con mucho talento.
He knew how to do this thing.
Sabía cómo hacerlo.
He and his friends.
Él y sus amigos.
They caught nothing.
No pescaron nada.
They didn't catch
nada.
Anything. Yeah. So Jesus comes.
Y Cristo vino.
And he said, And Jesus tried to tell them something.
Y Cristo intentó decirles algo.
He said, well, you know, we've been doing that all day, we caught nothing.
So hemos intentado durante todo el tiempo, pero
but
no.
Nevertheless, at your word.
Pero, en tu palabra,
because you said so.
Porque has dicho así.
But what exactly did Jesus say?
Pero ¿qué es lo que Dios dijo?
Jesus said, do it again.
So Dios dijo, hazlo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's exactly what Jesus said.
Amen.
So do it again.
So Dios dijo, hazlo.
For this time.
En esta, por esta
I'm going to give you some strategy.
Te voy a dar una estrategia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to show you where to cast your net.
Te voy a enseñar cómo,
do it again.
Pero hazlo una
now,
vez
if Peter had said, well, and he started to say that.
So, si Pedro dijo,
he started to say, well, we've done that.
Pero empezó a negar que
been there, done that.
Pero ya lo hemos hecho.
I caught nothing.
So, pero no ganamos
but
nada.
Immediately he remembered.
Pero inmediatamente cuando recorrió.
You know, and this is what you must do.
Pero eso es lo que tienes que hacer.
Your mind is going to tell you otherwise.
Tu mente te va a decir otra cosa.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12.
En el libro de Hebreos.
God gives us the secret.
Dios nos da un secreto.
Said the word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
Is powerful.
Es poder.
It is alive.
Es vida.
It is sharper.
Es como,
than any two-edged sword.
Que más de unas
even
espadas.
Sharper than surgical instruments.
Hasta más,
instrument that they use for surgery.
Con una,
the word of God is sharper.
La palabra de Dios es
it can pierce even to the dividing asunder.
Hasta puede
separate between the soul and the spirit.
So puede, separar el espíritu y
the soul says, you can't do that.
So tu espíritu dice que no lo puede hacer.
You know, inside the soul is where people are afraid.
So en el,
all the emotions,
las emociones,
fear,
miedo.
Anger, all this stuff,
todas esas cosas,
they are in the soul.
So están en tu.
The spirit, though,
el espíritu,
is kind of different.
Es más diferente.
So you take the word of God,
so coges la palabra de Dios.
Your soul says, well, I've been doing that all night long, Jesus.
He estado haciendo eso all, todo
I tiempo. Can't, you know, I mean, we've done it all night long. We didn't catch anything. That's your soul.
So eso es lo que dice.
You take the word of God.
Coge la palabra de Dios.
And have a nevertheless moment.
Y tienes una
nevertheless.
Tienes una nueva
at the word of God.
Con la palabra de Dios.
I will do it again.
Lo haré una misma.
And that word divides between your soul.
Y esa palabra divide
that didn't want to believe anything. But your spirit that believes the word of God.
Tu espíritu que quiere creer.
And you say, I will do it again because he said so.
Y dice, y lo, dice que
ladies
lo
and
haré
gentlemen,
una vez más.
We are coming up to that hour.
So,
in about 2 minutes,
en dos minutos,
I'm going to ask you to do something.
Te pediré que hagas algunas
I'm
cosas.
Done with my review.
So ya he terminado con mi resumen.
I can preach on this subject for the next 3 hours.
Puedo predicar en ese mensaje,
but it is not necessary.
Pero no es necesario.
We have a proverb that says, a word is enough for the wise.
Amen.
Hello? Last week.
La semana pasada.
Plus today.
Más hoy.
It's enough already.
So, es suficiente.
So now we're going to do some things.
So vamos a hacer algo diferente.
Now, it could be your... It's never too late to change the day.
So no es muy tarde para cambiar
you should have done it in the morning.
Lo podías hacer en la mañana.
But that's okay.
Pero está bien.
When Jesus comes upon the scene,
pero cuando Dios viene,
situation changes.
La situación
doesn't matter whether it's been 38 years.
No importa si era 38
años. One man in the book of John, chapter 5, was there for 38 years.
Había un hombre en el libro de Lucas
kept coming,
38 años.
Waiting for the angel to move the border.
So esperaba que el ángel
but somebody always got in ahead of him.
Pero gente venía delante
but
de
he kept coming.
Pero continúa
veniendo. But the day that Jesus showed up,
pero el día que Dios vino,
changed all of that.
Es todo cambió.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that's what we're going to do.
Eso es lo que vamos a hacer.
We're going to speak your situation. You should have done your homework.
Vamos a explicar a todos.
But even now, Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance.
So, el Espíritu Santo va a
Holy Spirit
memoria.
Will bring to your remembrance.
El Espíritu Santo lo traerá en tu
you
memoria.
Will remember some scripture.
Recordarás pasajes bíblicos.
Before you can bring it to your remembrance.
Antes de que lo traiga en tu
you must have read the scripture.
Ya lo tendrías que leer la
Biblia. You can only bring to your remembrance what he already told you.
Tendría que traer lo que
so,
ya recuerda. Ya
read the scriptures.
Lee la Biblia.
Jesus himself said, search the scriptures.
La Biblia dice,
John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures.
Buscan la palabra.
Read the scriptures. Find out these promises.
Buscan la promesa.
And once you get a hold of one promise
y cuando tengas
that una works promesa, for your situation, one promise that works for you,
una promesa que trabaja para ti,
you can find a few more promises.
Y puedes buscar algunas promesas.
There are many promises in the Bible
hay muchas promesas
concerning
en la Biblia,
your situation.
Concerniente a tu situación.
I invite you to listen to the message.
Te invito a escuchar el mensaje.
You know, how to slay a giant.
Como a dar,
that I preached some months ago.
Lo prediqué unos meses
about
atrás.
The five stones and the sling. How many of you remember that message? Well, many people forgot. Well, it's on the website. Five stones that David picked.
So, cinco piedras que te dan.
And a sling.
And
find those promises.
Busca esas promesas.
Those are like the stones. Smooth
son como
promises.
Piedras.
Found them out of the brook. Grab about five of them.
Coge como cinco piedras.
And he put his
rocas.
Faith. The sling is like your faith. You're going to use those promises.
Vamos a usar esas promesas.
They are the stones that you pick from the brook.
Esas piedras que
go to the fountain of the river of life.
Vete en la fuente
find
de
some
la vida.
Promises.
Busca unos,
put your faith in those promises.
Pon tu fe en
and
esa
come promesa. Against the devil in the name of the Lord.
Y destruye al enemigo,
¿no? Now, what is your situation?
¿Cuál es tu situación?
What aileth thee? What is troubling you?
¿Qué es lo que te molesta?
Whatever it is.
Cualquiera cosa.
You must find a scripture that directly addresses it.
Tendrías que buscar un versículo que
and then you are going to use it for yourself.
Y lo usarás para ti.
So it is time.
So es tiempo.
Let's stand up. We are going to speak to our situation.
So vamos a hablar a nuestra situación.
We are going to command our day.
Vamos a hablar a nuestro día.
God told Job,
Dios dijo a José,
have you commanded the morning since your days?
So has hablado al día de
why, absolutely, you can command.
So puede
see,
dar un,
all those questions that God asked Job in Job 38.
So, todas esas preguntas que Dios habló a José en el libro de José.
God asked him so many questions.
So Dios pregunta muchas preguntas.
Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Do you know how heaven operates?
¿Sabes cómo el cielo trabaja?
Can you make them to have dominion on the earth?
¿Lo puedes hacer para que tengan dominio en la tierra?
Have you commanded the morning since your days?
¿Has dado orden al?
By God asking Job all those questions.
Con Dios preguntando esas preguntas.
I finally figured out that you can do all those things.
So he descubierto que puedes
that
hacer.
That God was asking Job whether he has done.
Todo lo que Dios dijo.
Have you commanded the morning?
Ya has dado orden al día.
Did you command the morning this
ya
morning when you got
la
up?
Mañana.
Tomorrow morning, command the morning.
Mañana la mañana.
Call the day what you want it to be.
Día tu día que lo que
because
quieres.
The day was created for you
porque el día
and
se
not
para
you for the day. Hallelujah.
No tu para el día.
You can call situations.
Puedes llamar situación.
God said, I will call your situation differently now.
Dios dice que llamaré a tu situación diferente.
You used to be called forsaken.
Solías llamar,
I will now call you Hephzibah.
Ahora te llamaré Hephzibah.
You used to be called, you know, desolate.
Te solías llamar desolada.
I will now be call you Beulah.
Te llamaré construido.
So you, your cities, you used to have oppression.
So en tu ciudad solía llamar opresión.
And torment.
Tormento.
Say, so I will now call your walls salvation.
Ahora te llamaré salvación.
These things are in Isaiah chapter 60.
Eso es está en
Isaías. I read them last week.
60.
I will call your gates righteousness.
Llamaré a tu
if God can call those things, you can call those things too.
Si Dios llama, eso te lo puede
call your situation something pleasant. Regardless of what it is now.
No importa lo que ves ahora.
Especially if what it is now is not good.
Especialmente si lo que ves ahora no es bueno.
Are you ready?
¿Estás con esto?
Let's declare something. Begin to speak to your situation.
Empieza a declarar a tu situación.
Remember, you have to do it yourself.
Recuérdalo, tienes que hacer tú mismo.
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 2.
Isaías capítulo 50.
He says this for you. Can you put that up? Everybody, look at
52
it.
Verso,
you
dos.
Have to do it yourself.
Lo tienes que hacer tú mismo.
I'm not the one going to do it for you.
No lo haré para ti.
Shake thyself from the dust. Do it yourself.
Hazlo para ti mismo.
Loose yourself from the bands around your neck.
Rompe todos los que están.
Don't let the devil put those bands on you.
Don't dejes que el diablo.
Use the word of God yourself.
Usa la palabra
to
de Dios
change the situation.
Para cambiar tu situación.
To make sure you are no longer sitting in the dust.
Para cambiar que no
you are no longer sitting with ashes on your head.
Para que no sientes, no
you are no longer sitting in bondage.
No estés sentado en
you speak to your situation.
Habla tu situación.
Call it what you would like to be.
Dile que lo que quieres que sea.
Now my name shall be Hephzibah.
Mi nombre será Hephzibah.
Today my name will be Beulah.
Mi nombre será construido.
Because I will be chosen.
Porque soy elegido.
And I will be married.
Porque soy,
you want to be married? Begin to speak it forth.
So si quieres ser
glory
casado,
to God.
Háblalo ahora.
You want to have multiple job offers? Begin
si
to speak
ser,
it forth. I am a man of multiple job offers.
Soy un hombre de muchos trabajos.
God said in the same place.
Dios lo dijo.
Say you'll be called sought out. A city that is not forsaken. Sought out means people are looking for you.
So, una ciudad que
when you don't have a job, say, I will be called sought out.
So, serás.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if you can catch this revelation,
si puedes coger esa revelación,
and you can begin to use it, the devil doesn't want you to know this.
El diablo no quiere que sepas
because
eso.
He wants to keep you in bondage.
Porque quiere cogerte en bondage.
But you must shake yourself from the doors.
Pero tienes que
now,
liberarte.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Vamos a orar.
Speak to those situations.
So empieza a hablar a la situación.
Speak to those situations.
Habla a la situación.
Speak to those situations.
Habla a la situación.
Use the word of God.
Usa la palabra.
Hallelujah. I am delivered. Praise the Lord.
Soy liberado.
I am delivered to praise the Lord.
Soy liberado para.
I am healed.
Soy.
I am above.
Soy arriba.
I am not beneath.
No soy abajo.
I am the head.
Soy la cabeza.
And I am not the tail.
No soy la.
I can do all things.
Puedo hacer todas las
through
cosas.
Christ who strengthens
para Cristo.
Me. Speak to your situation.
Me fortalece.
Now I'm going to pray. And after this prayer, right after I say amen, then I want the praise team to come. I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I pray for your children as we are learning to use the word of God. The Bible says, that word shall continually be in your mouth. And when you know how to use the word, Joshua 1 and 8, you will have good success. That word shall not depart from your mouth. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. You will make you like a tree that's planted by the river of water, whose leaves will never fail, because you will never be out of season. Because you know how to use God's word. Father, as we use your word, as your children practice this, we thank you because situations are changing. Amen. Situations are changing. Praise team, you can come. I did say amen. Situations are changing. Situations are changing. Walls are falling. Chains are breaking. God is changing your story. By the words of your mouth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. And let's practice these things.